Ferrari Luce, a revolutionary design challenge. Ferrari unveiled the Luce today in Rome, completing a three-act reveal that started with specs last October and continued with the Jony Ive-designed interior in February. The Italian automaker flew me to Rome for the launch, and I got about 30 minutes to explore the vehicle up close, though I couldn't drive it. The Luce is a car that takes a second to register as a Ferrari, thanks to its unconventional design. If it weren't for the prancing horse badge and the unmistakable Rosso Corsa paint option, it's unlikely that one in three people would guess the brand correctly. This is not because the Luce is the Italian automaker's first electric vehicle, rather, it's because of the cognitive dissonance surrounding its status as a five-seater and sedan. Ferrari has traditionally been associated with supercars, not family-friendly vehicles. Ferrari's decision to co-design the Luce with love from, led by Jony Ive and Mark Newson, adds another layer of complexity to the design. This is their first time designing a vehicle of any kind, and it will be interesting to see how this experience influences future projects. The front of the Luce is dominated by the S-duct, a feature borrowed from Ferrari's racing DNA. This aerodynamic element creates a fascinating visual trick that makes the front overhang appear much shorter than it actually is. It's as if the designers were trying to give a supercar front end to a sedan, and they pulled it off. The black element flows uninterrupted from the lower hood all the way to the rear, establishing a two-tone design language that runs the entire length of the car. This treatment serves both practical and aesthetic purposes, helping to digest Ferrari's traditionally bold color palette by driving contrast. The Luce's body can be thought of as two distinct elements, the main chassis and glass house forming one shell, with the painted skirt wrapping around the lower section like armor. This design approach creates a sense of tension between the different components, adding to the overall visual impact. As the first electric vehicle from Ferrari, it's hard to imagine what a five-seat hatchback sedan would look like from the Italian automaker. The Luce's success will depend on how well it resonates with customers who may be skeptical about Ferrari's entry into the electric market. The Luce's design is going to be polarizing, and its success will depend on how well it resonates with customers. If executed correctly, this car could revolutionize the way we think about Ferrari as a brand. Ferrari has always been associated with passion, performance, and style. The Luce takes these values to new heights, pushing the boundaries of what is possible in automotive design. As the automotive industry continues to evolve, it will be interesting to see how other manufacturers respond to Ferrari's bold move into the electric market.